Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WIPR reporting staff. Karen, it sounds as if we have guns on our agenda again, as we always seem to. And in this case, there is a suggestion that one of the candidates has been misrepresenting himself or flip-flopping or maybe all of the same.
Yes, you could call this the smoking gun.
Oh, dear.
The Anthony Brown campaign thinks it's really got a smoking gun on Larry Hogan, Republican Larry Hogan, because they accuse him of flip-flopping on gun control, which is, of course, a really high-caliber issue that Hogan has been trying desperately to avoid.
Oh, Karen, please.
Yes, they're hitting him with double barrels this week in terms of campaign ads attacking him. What had happened is that Hogan said during the primary campaign, at least he said on a questionnaire to the Baltimore Sun, that he opposed the 2013 law that passed in Maryland, which gave us some of the toughest gun controls in the country. He didn't say why, he just said he was opposed to it. And then the other night in a debate with Anthony Brown, he said his problem with the bill was that it just didn't go far enough, that he would like it to have more controls to prevent guns from getting into the hands of the mentally ill. Well, the Brown campaign has just been pummeling him ever since.
Well, are they able to show something that indicates that what he's saying is not true?
Well, the Washington Post also had a story in the last few days quoting some gun rights advocates who said that Hogan had promised them sort of behind the scenes that if he gets elected, he would do what he can through executive power to weaken, like appoint a superintendent of state police who is sympathetic to gun rights. And that he would, take other steps to ease the fingerprinting process.
Well, he's also denying that he did say that, I believe. Is that right?
He's denying it. He says it's just made up. And, in these ads, he says, don't look at these ads. You know, I don't want to put guns in school grounds and shopping centers and that sort of thing. Yeah, he says he's really being betrayed here, but then there was just a debate between his running mate, Rutherford, and Ken Ullman, the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, in which Rutherford just said, I don't know, ask Larry about it. I don't know what his position is.
Karen, let me ask you this. I mean, what does this amount to? Is this just more sort of sniping each other that really doesn't get us anywhere in terms of deciding who to vote for?
Well, I think that the Brown people, what they're trying to do is make sure their base, their strong Democratic base, gets to the polls. And one of the issues that a lot of these people care about is gun control, which is obviously popular in the state or it wouldn't have passed the legislature. So I think the more that they can create the impression that Hogan is a dangerous guy, that we don't need to be in office, even though, of course, he couldn't begin to repeal the law or do a lot of these things with the Democratic legislature. But I think that this can hurt him this close to the end of the campaign.
Well, it's interesting that obviously they're beginning to slice the layers of support pretty thinly. So we'll see what happens. Karen, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.